Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now let's talk Tebow, shall we? His latest, I don't know if you want to call it a publicity grab.
Desperate attempt.
Desperate attempt to stay relevant. Or a genuine desire to compete in a sport. But former NFL quarterback and current ESPN broadcaster Tim Tebow is actively pursuing a career in professional baseball and plans to hold a workout for Major League Baseball teams later this month, according to his agents, plural, Jimmy Sexton and Nick Shaka Khan. For about the last year, Tebow's been training in Arizona and L.A. to hone his hitting and fielding skills in a sport, this is my favorite part, in a sport he has not played on a full-time basis since 2005, 11 years ago, when he was an all-state baseball player in Florida at Nice High School. He has not played organized baseball since high school.
And I thought Tebow might be, what, 24, 25 now, but he's 29.
Got to turn 29 on Sunday.
This is becoming sad.
It is kind of sad. Sad for Tebow. Sad that teams will probably give him a shot.
He's going to keep somebody else who really deserves a
shot. That's the saddest part.
A good look.
Yeah.
That's the saddest part, is that there are kids who are 19 years old who deserve that shot.
I think for me, what I'm surprised by is, you know, when you see a guy that had so much success in college, and he was a Heisman winner, and, I mean, he beat the Steelers in the playoffs, which holds some weight in my book, I thought he was a little bit better than what he was. Maybe he wasn't as good.
I don't know. Was it the Denver system that was
what
that good?
Was it?
Oh, please. He was on so many. He got the shot with a couple of other teams. I think the Eagles got rid of him.
He just suck?
Yeah, he wasn't a quarterback.
He was awesome in college.
He was awesome in college because he did a lot of running. That's the thing, is that, and he didn't have the throwing mechanics to make it in the NFL, and he refused to convert to tight end.
Right.
I think he would still be in the NFL if he was willing to convert to tight end, and now at 29, he's trying to play baseball, and in the NFL, the teams don't want the media circus, but in baseball, you have like four or five minor league systems, and imagine selling out every single night because Tim Tebow's there, so I think someone will give him a shot. I don't think you'll ever see him in the majors.
Are they buying him or are they buying the circus?
Buying the circus, okay. Yeah.
And that sucks that a minor league team is going to use him to get people in the door.
I'd go see him.
So would I.
I mean, I went and saw Michael Jordan play.
Me too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Birmingham Barons.
Was he good? Did he strike out?
He struck out.
Yeah. That's awesome.
But the thing is, he's going to take up a roster spot on a minor league team that a kid who's been struggling his entire life probably wants to get his family out of Ecuador or the Dominican Republic, and Tebow's going to take that spot over some kid.
He probably won't take the spot from that guy.
No?
From the Dominican Republic. He probably won't.
So I want to know what people think about this, if anybody is on board. Because, look, I don't hate Tebow. I like the fact – I might not agree with him when it comes to a spiritual perspective, but I do like the fact that he is unafraid – to have his spiritual beliefs and make them such a big part of what he is.
Oh, he's a Muslim now. Did you know that?
I'm sure that he is craving competition, and that's part of it. But, man, I wish his people would tell him he's better served either being a politician or just going around speaking. Or, man, if there was 1,000 more Tim Tebows in the world, it would be a much better place.
Yeah, but Jesus wouldn't let him play football.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. It is just unbelievable. This came out of nowhere.
I mean, he can do whatever he wants. If that's his dream and he will go after it. I can't see a major league team, because he's going to need to be in the minors for a while. So then what, 32, 33, they're going to call him up to the majors so he can just get that one at bat. I don't know.
He's got a, you know, and he's in the broadcasting booth, but he's got a real kind of squeaky, weird voice.
It's a little bit of a weird voice.
But they would still take him any day. I mean, I don't think ESPN was ready to get rid of him as a broadcaster.
Yeah, and you got to know, I guess, your limits, and you have to know that when it comes to your skill set, you're a decent enough broadcaster. You're a good voice for ESPN.
I'm surprised that he hasn't gone into coaching. I'm surprised Urban Meyer doesn't want him to come help him coach at Ohio State or even Florida.
Nah, nobody want to hear that.
It does seem odd that he wouldn't accept a role as a tight end, but he's willing to go into baseball. Like, you could have stayed in the NFL if you'd just been open enough to go, maybe I could be a tight end. But you wouldn't do that.
Maybe he doesn't want to risk getting cut from another football team.
Could be.
That's what's hurting him.
Even the Patriots gave him a shot, right?
I think the Patriots gave him a shot for a little while. I think the Eagles brought him in last year.
I think he's good in the locker room.
Good guy in the locker room, but the circus that accompanies him is something that no NFL team wants to deal with, like you said.
But he doesn't seem to bring this. Like, the circus is there because he's there. He doesn't seem to do anything to get them there. You know
right.
what I mean?
No, and they will follow him no matter what because of who he is. Gibson, you think this is a good idea. What's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, hello, fellas. And I like the idea of Tebow going to try to play professional baseball.
Why is that?
First, can I say this first? I hate the idea that he didn't really get a chance to play professional football.
He did.
He got more chances than most. He got way more chances, and he just sucked at it, man.
He was a first-round draft pick.
Did he suck at Denver? No, he did.
He sucked, dude. Everybody who gave him a chance said that he did not have the throwing mechanics. No. Every NFL team that gave him a chance cut him because he sucks.
Okay, the throwing mechanics is one thing.
That's everything.
That's what you want as a quarterback. Like, if you have a quarterback who can't throw, you've got a running back.
And also, they had Tim Tebow, but who did they get after Tim Tebow? Denver.
That's by the way, four teams for Tebow. Denver, Jets, Patriots, and Eagles. He got plenty of chances.
Yeah, man. And you don't have the throwing
system stuff, Denver system was a great system.
Okay, so what you're sir, what you're assuming by saying this is that you know more than these NFL teams and their management teams who looked at this guy and said, he's not good enough to make it. With your opinion, you're telling me, Gibson, you know more than these NFL organizations know about Tim Tebow's skill set as an NFL quarterback.
Yes. Oh, yes, here's the thing. Why change the guy's skill set? Why change his mechanics? He's been a winner with the mechanics. Even in Denver, he won.
He won one game, dude, or he won a couple of games, and he won a really big playoff game.
I think it was four games, five games.
Right, but then no team that took him after that was even willing to give him a snap in a game as a quarterback because, quite frankly, he's not good enough. Is he better than me? Sure. Is he better than you? Sure. Is he good enough to make an NFL roster? He is not, sir.
Well, look at the crafts that we have, the number two players, the number two quarterbacks, the number three quarterbacks who've sat around on rosters. And come in the game and can't play the game.
Right, and he's not even good enough to make it there.
Well, that's the sad thing about the NFL.
No, it's a sad thing about Tim Tebow. It's a sad thing about him. He's not good enough, dude.
Oh, man, I wish Tebow would have came to Tampa. And I'm a Buccaneer fan.
What?
Before Winston, of course. I wish you would have came to Tampa.
Well, okay, but he didn't, dude. He's not good enough to make it in the NFL. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
He definitely had a few good games in the NFL, and that pass to Demaryius Thomas, where Demaryius Thomas did most of the work in the playoffs. That was great. But look, John Elway, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, was running the Denver organization. He said, man, this guy doesn't have what it takes. I got to go get Peyton Manning.
And he did. And Bill Belichick, who could turn anybody around, whether it's the circus that involves Randy Moss or having a murderer in your locker room like Aaron Hernandez, the guy knows how to run an organization, and he likes winners. He took a look at Tim Tebow and said, you're not as good as Jimmy Garoppolo. So,
Tim Tebow is not the first college quarterback who won the Heisman whose success didn't translate into the NFL.
I think the problem here is this. We all agree that even though he's a Gator, Tim Tebow seems to be a pretty good dude.
Yeah.
A really good dude.
Sure.
Like, so we want him to be good because he's a good dude.
Yes.
But he's not.
Right. I wanted him to succeed.
Yeah.
I wanted a team to take a chance on him. And a few teams did take a chance on him, but he just wasn't good enough to make it.
The right system a team would have to run the NFL would be a college system, which is let's run the option all the time with Tim Tebow.
Right.
So Canadian football.
Yeah, basically CFL. That's the best system for him. Jeffrey, you say you're Tim Tebow's fake stepbrother.
Hello, Drew. How are you?
It's Angelo.
No, this is Jeffrey.
No, go ahead, Angelo. You don't fool anybody. You haven't called our show in at least a year, and with those first few nicotine-stained syllables out of your mouth, I knew it was you because of the stench of failure.
I apologize if you think I sound like somebody else, Drew.
All right, you can either admit that you're Angelo and we can have a dialogue, or you can keep up this charade and I can hang up on you. It's up to you, Angelo.
Well, my name is Jeff.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Carrie Tebow, who loves Tim Tebow so much that she takes his name in her Twitter, said, I'm one of the biggest Tebow fans alive, but no, just know he should stop before he becomes a sports joke.
I love Tim Tebow. You, if you want to follow your dreams and you feel like you're there to play baseball, that's great. But I just don't see how he would ever, at 29 right now, not having played baseball for 10 years, to just make it to the majors.
He should have tried wrestling.
Something.
Hey, anything.
He would have brought a hell of a fan base with him.
The Bible thumper.
Yeah. Beat you with a Bible.
What's up, Austin? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing?
That's a gimmick.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to chime in on is with, like, Nate Robinson, the basketball player, the dunk team legend from,
sure.
He is trying to make the transition over to the NFL as well.
Right.
To play defensive back.
Sure.
So, I mean, we see a lot of these guys that can't, are no longer on teams in their number one sport, are now trying to transition over to some of these other sports. Yeah. I don't think it's a bad thing.
I don't think it's a bad thing at all, but Nate Robinson was very successful in the NBA, and he is undersized, one of the nicer guys that I met when I was working in the NBA, but undersized, very athletic, ridiculously athletic, and he earned a tryout for a couple of teams. If he's good enough, he'll make it. If he's not, he won't, but at least he got to play professional sports for a significant amount of time, and now, you know, it's debatable whether an NBA team or an NFL team is going to take a chance on him.
Pete Carroll said it's all but impossible for Nate Robinson.
Yeah, it is, and he's a nice guy, great dude, very athletic, but it's just not going to happen. 727-579-1025. What's up, Andrew? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, guys. Daily listener. Hey, three quick points on Tebow. The biggest argument is people that want to see him in the NFL, and I'm one of them, I'll admit it, is this. So you're smarter than all the coaches, the scouts, the agents, and all this stuff.
Right.
Well, the answer, of course, is no.
Of course.
But go back and look at how many times they've been wrong about first-round draft pick quarterbacks in the NFL. The list is endless, and they're big names. So if they can be wrong that many times about first-round draft picks, why can't they also be wrong about Tebow? And my last point is this.
I'll tell you why. Because Tim Tebow was brought into several organizations. They looked at his mechanics, and they said, you're not good enough. You're bouncing a 20-yard pass to a receiver who's running a wideout. The difference is Ryan Leaf is a perfect example of a guy that anybody in the NFL would have taken a chance on. There's no way to foresee his lack of discipline, his legal problems. Johnny Manziel, the same thing. These guys are good football players.
Look, I got to tell you, even Josh Freeman is getting calls to come back and play for NFL teams.
Right. And
sure.
Sure.
And that's my next point, too, is last time I checked, there's not exactly a big surplus of quality leadership-type players that can play quarterback in the NFL. My last point is I could see if somebody gave the kid another chance and he was a bust, fine. But to not even give this kid a chance to get out there and see what he can do in today's NFL.
He's had four chances, bro. Of course it makes sense. Every team that gives him a chance says he's not good enough, dude.
Let's just give him a chance every year.
Maybe I just like to see a quality person in their phone.
Sure, what it is. No doubt. Nothing wrong with liking him.
No, we like him as a human being. If it was if you got points for being a great dude, then absolutely bring in Tebow.
Be a tight end or coach.
Right. You can get...
Well, great dudes should get to play quarterback in the NFL.
No, they shouldn't. No, you get to play quarterback because you're a good quarterback, dude. It doesn't matter the quality of your character, you idiot.
That's the beauty of sports. The winners win.
Right. Doesn't matter about the quality of your character. You could be a complete scumbag. If you can run the ball, throw the ball, kick the ball, you're going to get on a team. You know, would it be great from a moral perspective if everyone were upstanding and great guys would get a chance? Sure, it'd be great, but teams want to win.
He should have tried hockey.
He should have.
He'll do that next.
Big old stiff. 727-579-1025.
I can't imagine a team that wouldn't want to bring Tim Tebow in as a coach.
Right.
He just doesn't want to be a coach.
I know, but when we're talking about that positivity and that great influence on people, man, he could be best served as a coach one day.
Maybe a high school coach.
Maybe. Where you can shape young minds.
What is he going to tell a pro player? He's never really played.
Right. I had a great game against the Steelers one time. Let me show you the highlights on YouTube.
Tell me what it's like to have sex. Cody, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing?
Good. What you're saying about Tim Tebow just isn't true. I mean, he won 7 games for the Broncos. Mm-hmm. He went 5. He was on a 5-game win streak. And those 5 wins he won, when he won, those were fourth quarter comebacks. Last minute drive.
I have a question. So if you were the general manager for the Denver Broncos and you had Tim Tebow, he just won those 5 games, and you had an opportunity to get Peyton Manning, you would pass?
I mean, you can't just cut Tim Tebow.
So you would have picked Tim Tebow over Peyton Manning at that time?
I would have kept Tim Tebow on the team. I would not have got rid of him.
But you, so you would have benched him for Peyton Manning?
No, I wouldn't have benched him. I mean, the point is he won seven games in a row.
So based on that, you would start him over Peyton Manning is what you're saying.
Based on that, I wouldn't pick up Peyton Manning.
You wouldn't pick up Peyton Manning.
I would build around Tim Tebow.
Okay. Build around Tim Tebow is not going to get anybody a Super Bowl, my man.
That's why you don't work for a team.
The Broncos built around Peyton Manning, and guess what? They won the Super Bowl last year, dude.
Exactly.
So I would say that you're...
Tim Tebow could have won a Super Bowl.
No, he could not have.
You're wrong on this one, dude. Sorry. There's a reason that no NFL team is willing to give him a chance. He's a great guy. He's a bum at a quarterback.
I got to say, though, last year with the how they didn't have many good quarterbacks with Denver, Peyton Manning had a bad year, and so did Brock towards the end. Tebow, you could have plugged him in. No. They still would have won the Super Bowl.
He was worse than that, man.
You think?
Yeah.
727-579-1025.
He does have the mechanics, but that defense was so overwhelming last year.
That it was. What's up, Adam? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing? We're talking about Tim Tebow's attempt to make it into Major League Baseball.
How you doing, Drew? First time caller. Love the show, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that. What's going on?
I think that the NFL had more higher expectations than Tim Tebow than what he actually got.
What does that mean? They had more expectations than what he got? Yeah, I'm confused.
My bad. Just they expected him to be this awesome quarterback, but he was only at college level.
No, here's what an NFL team wants. They want mechanics. They want someone who can win. They want to plug somebody into their system who they have confidence in. Denver had it for a little bit. They lost confidence in him. He tried to make it with Philly. Wasn't good enough. Tried to get on with the Patriots. Not good enough. Tried to get on with the Jets. Not good enough. These professional football teams looked at him and said, this guy is not good enough to play on our team. They don't have a personal vendetta against him.
And those six games, those were some struggle victories too.
Right. 727-579-1025.
And Josh McDaniels, who drafted Tim Tebow in the first round, has not been a head coach since he was in Denver, but he's doing great with New England.
What's up, Ashton? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
You know, I feel like Tebow, if he's good at baseball, you know, still, I mean, he played baseball a while ago, but if he's still good at baseball and he can get a tryout and do well at it, then, you know, he should go for it.
Well, sure. I'm not faulting the guy for trying, dude. Like, I'm not mad at the guy for trying and having the type of position where he could bring in scouts to look at you.
I just need all these people that are calling up for Tebow to admit that they're Gator fans.
I also feel like he didn't really get a shot to start a game. You know, if he could have started,
My man. Do you think that you're having this thought? Can I just ask you? Do you think you're having this thought that escaped every NFL executive who looked at him? Do you think you're somehow you have this magical idea?
Can he get a start?
Shut up. Like you people actually think that you're smarter than these NFL executives who looked at the guy, judged his talent, and said, not quite good enough.
If he had it, he would be playing.
Right. And he didn't have it, and he's not playing. 727-579-1025.
Look, teams need good quarterbacks. They'll always need good quarterbacks. Andrew Luck got hurt last year, and I believe Matt Hasselbeck, who was 41 or 42, had to start a bunch of games until he got hurt, and they brought in Josh Freeman. So they're always looking for great, even a third-string quarterback, but they don't even feel like he's one of the best, 90 quarterbacks in the NFL right now?
Correct.
Damn.
Couple of tweets. Joseph Bell, that Tebow Steelers game win was a 15-yard dump pass followed by an 80-yard wide receiver run. Tebow didn't win that game.
It was a nice pass, but Demaryius did a lot of the work.
And Mike McDonald said, Tebow's only doing this because he's freaking out, realizing he's about to be middle-aged, according to Nikki. 727-579-1025.
I just want to say I love Tim Tebow. I think he's a great person.
Me too.
If you want to try out for a baseball team, that's fine. I just don't see how at 29 and not having played baseball for 10 years, I don't see how he would make it into the majors.
Maybe Tim Tebow's not a great person. Maybe he's a fake great person.
You think?
Yeah, maybe he's really slimy.
No,
man. We don't know it.
No.
Kicks puppies in private.
Used to hang out with Aaron Hernandez.
No, not my Timmy and Riley Cooper.
What's up, Nancy?
I was just wondering what you thought about maybe, my thoughts about Tebow was that I was sad to see the Broncos let him go, not over Peyton Manning by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
But I wondered if he couldn't have, been at second or third and learned from Peyton? Who better to learn from?
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I'm sure that thought occurred to someone in the Denver Broncos organization.
Yeah, maybe.
And with Tim Tebow comes that circus sideshow, and maybe they said, you know what? It's just not worth it. So let's just go ahead and cut him. But I wish he had made it. Sports needs more quality guys like Tim Tebow. Yeah. But
you look at some of the guys that are coming in now, you just think he's such a great guy. You know, that's all.
Right on. Thank you.
But those other guys, those dirt bags can play.
Yes, they can. And unfortunately, a dirt bag who will play will get it over a quality guy
any day.
Every single day.
Can we just... I don't want to get too deep into sports, but the Broncos went to a Super Bowl. I think they lost and they won the Super Bowl. Can we give that organization credit that they might know what they're doing just a little bit?
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. What's up, Drew? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live, talking about Tim Tebow wanting to make it in Major League Baseball.
I give the guy credit for trying to make it in baseball, but the reality of it is, like you said, he's tried on four teams. He was a great college quarterback. You can't deny that. But he doesn't even have what it takes to make this squad. Forget about being first, second, or third string on a team. Nobody's even retaining him as a practice squad player, which tells you he just doesn't have the skill set, which we see a lot in college players, especially in basketball. A lot of players are great college players.
Yep.
They don't have what it takes to make it in the NFL or the NBA.
You're absolutely right, my man, and I wish that they would judge on character. I wish the teams could be rated on character because he's a character guy. But for crying out loud, he is a great guy and lousy athlete. So, or not lousy.
Good athlete.
Great athlete. Among the world elite. Just not quite good enough to make it in the NFL.
I hate to say it, but once we start doing professional sports, we start judging them based on character and not ability, then we got nothing, man.
Correct.
Yeah.
You general managers don't keep their job based on character.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you got to have a little character. You're going to be Johnny Manziel.
Well, that's true. Just balance out the character.
We hope the coaches have some character.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Good convo, though.
If you can throw the ball and you're not a rapist, then you're good to go pretty much.
And that second part's optional. Jimmy, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Jimmy?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Good, buddy. Thank you. Thanks, man.
I'm actually calling because, I mean, I'm a Broncos fan, and I feel with what they did with Tebow was wrong because they, like I was going to piggyback off the other caller, that he should have stayed, they should have kept him and let him learn from Peyton Manning. I mean, because Peyton Manning is a franchise quarterback. I mean, there's no question.
What was Peyton going to teach him?
You'd be surprised. I mean, Manning can actually, I mean, with being with the Indianapolis Colts for an odd amount of years and then being with the Broncos, taking them to Super Bowls, I mean, he could have learned a ton from...
Like what? Like mechanics?
Peyton Manning played for how long? How many people sat under Peyton Manning, and did those quarterbacks ever amount to anything? I think when John Elway took his role at the organization, he said, man, this guy does not have what it takes, and we need to move on because I don't want the circus any longer.
Right, and the NFL is not designed to help Tim Tebow. The NFL teams are designed to win. If they can win and help the guy, hey, that's great, but... they're not going to bend over backwards just to accommodate the dude. I appreciate the call very much, but you people seem so blind. I like the guy.
They
I
love
wanted
Tebow,
man. I wanted him to succeed. I really did. I think he's a great role model for the Utes, but he's clearly just not good
enough.
Man,
it's been a while since there's been a good Tim Tebow topic, and it's just always so polarizing, and people get so passionate.
It's interesting because he's polarizing in a positive, like his positivity and faith turn people off, and I find that very fascinating. It's always interesting to discuss, even if you're not, you know, the biggest sports fan in the world. What's up, John? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, what's going on, Drew?
So,
hey, I just think it's sickening that everybody follows Tim Tebow around trying to give him praise for stuff, I mean, that he doesn't even deserve it. If he wants to be good at something, be a guidance counselor. He failed at football. He's going to do the same thing in baseball. And just to glamorize is just ridiculous at this point.
Well, I mean, he is worth noting because he is a quality human being. I wouldn't quite call him a failure. He has an opportunity that a lot of guys, you and me included, can't even sniff, which is to play professional sports in two different sports. Now, you can look at his failing if you want, but he can still throw a football better than you can, and he can still hit a baseball better than I can.
And he hasn't failed at baseball yet.
Not yet.
But why do we even got to give him the chance?
We don't got to give him a chance.
Why does it have to be put all over, you know, the broadcast for
let me ask you this.
Going into baseball?
Let me ask you this. Why'd you call this radio program today, Tim Tebow? That's why.
Because I listen every day, and it makes me sad that everybody, when you talk about Tim Tebow,
says, oh, you should give him a chance, and, oh, they did him wrong.
Yeah.
He had his chances.
Right.
He went to four teams, not bottom barrel teams neither.
Right.
He went to four high-grade teams.
We know.
And they all said no.
Right, but you are asking why we pay attention to Tim Tebow, and I'll tell you, it is because you called this radio program to talk about Tim Tebow, much like Alex, Jose, John, Mike, John, and every phone call that we hang up, someone else is waiting to weigh in on Tim Tebow.
Well, very true. You're very good at stirring the pot.
No, it's not me, dude.
There's no pot. We just brought up the story.
Right. There's no pot to be stirred.
And you know what? And if Tebow's going to get another chance, then bring back Johnny Football. That was a winner.
So it's just, you know.
I mean, look, even Mark Sanchez is still in the NFL, possibly starting for Denver this year.
Oh, he is starting.
That should tell you a lot.
Right. And Dick Vitale even weighed in with a hot take on Tim Tebow. Love people chasing dreams, baby, but sorry, Tim Tebow. When you see the deuce, you'll realize you better take another shot at the NFL. What does he mean by the curveball?
Mm-hmm. Is that what, yeah.
The deuce?
You mean, I don't know how you can just, you haven't been playing for 10 years, and all of a sudden you're going to hit a 92-mile-per-hour fastball or a curveball.
It's either a curveball or an actual deuce.
Yeah, which you definitely want to take your chances with the
NFL.
Isn't
the hardest thing to do to hit a baseball?
Yes.
Especially a curveball.
I played tennis in high school, so guys, it's been fun doing the show and everything, but I'm going to go play Wimbledon. I figure I'm good enough.
You got it?
Yeah, I'm gonna have some scouts in next week.
Right. Why don't you forget Wimbledon and just head over to the Olympics right now?
All right. Get my Fila shorts, my Alesse shoes, and I'm good to go. All right. No more tea. Let's allow the phone lines to be cleansed.
I do wonder if a baseball team, if they want to do this just to get cash for their minor league organization that signs him.
You never know. Alex, Jose, Woody, Mike, and John, go ahead and tell us what you think about Tim Tebow now. All of you.
Quality win.
Someone saying garbage?
No, just bad quality win.
Oh, thank
all
you.
All around.
Thank you.